The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Tom. I had called a couple times a few months ago, and you played both my stories this week, which I'm really grateful for. I mean, this is a great outlet for me because you'd be surprised how many people you approach with these stories. You tell, you play the stories for them. They listen. And 9 out of 10 of them blow you off like there's got to be another explanation or you faked it or something like that. So it's great to have an outlet where people are listening that are interested, and you know they're not out to derail it. You know, but anyway, I'm going to get to this graveyard story that I mentioned. Right now, I'm down in Outer Banks on my first week of vacation. I got a brand new RV that I just parked, and I'm waiting for the internet guy to come, so I thought it was a great time to call you. One thing I wanted to clarify on the last story about the, or not clarify, but just to add to the story, about the haunted private school. My daughter, who is really into my stuff, my older daughter, my younger daughter, she's kind of into it, but she's a little more on the fence. My older daughter goes right along with it and loves to go with me sometimes when I do an EVP session. But she did some research after I told her that story about the school, and found out that there's actually a legend there about this female spirit that roams the hallways of the school. And a lot of students have mentioned hearing her and seeing her. Unfortunately, they don't like the publicity, so I can't tell you what school or what the name is, but anyway, I thought I'd let you know that. But let me go ahead and get to the cemetery story. I just moved to this town probably a month prior to this, a couple of years ago, and across the street from this cemetery is a library, and my daughter loves to go to the library. And she came over and visited, and we walked to the library. And as we were leaving, I said, let's walk over here to the cemetery and check it out. And it's an incredibly old church out front, probably, I think, the 1700s, mid-1700s. And some of the headstones there go way back, early 1800s maybe. And I even think the original a priest and family are buried there. But anyway, I had just gotten this new phone, and I said, well, we'll record it on this here and see what we get. So we were only in there about 5 minutes or so, but the first thing we hear, just shortly after we turned it on, was a female voice, and she says, "Are you Tony?" And a male voice sounds like either says no, like in a really mean way, or just kind of grunts at her. I'm not sure what he says, but I heard it when I played it back, and it's very clear. And I said, "Well, hell, I'm going back there." And I went back the next day and ran the same phone, LG phone. And cell phones, a lot of them have great recording ability on them. I mean, it's amazing what you can get. And I have no hesitation about using them in EVP sessions, good phone, cell phone. There's a lot of crickets and stuff in the background on this, and the wind was kind of blowing. So I tell everybody when they listen to EVPs, you get a really good headset and really concentrate. And the more you play it back, the more you'll hear. But anyway, I went back the next day and got incredible results. I think we exaggerated a little bit when I said 15 to 20 voices. I think it was 15 to 20 incidences, I should say. But I did get probably a good half dozen or more different voices. And odd things like kids, sound like kids screaming in a basement. Just weird stuff. But the first voice I picked up, probably within the first couple of minutes of turning on, was a male voice that says, "I have to kill." And I think he says it twice. The first time is kind of mumbled, but then the second time, and it's very quick, but it's, "I have to kill," like that. And the second one is really weird. I came up to a headstone. I couldn't pronounce the name on the stone. And it was like Schindler or Schindler or something like that. And I'm saying it out loud, trying to say his name. And after about three attempts, a completely different voice comes in and says Schindler. Just like, and it was a, sound like a younger male, maybe in his teens or something. And as I moved on, and of course I'm not hearing this, which is frustrating. Anybody that records EVPs, if you don't have that top of the line equipment or a lot of equipment, you know, you just have a recorder, you're rarely going to hear the voice until you play it back. One of these days I'm going to invest in some better equipment and some stuff that I can hear back immediately. The third voice I got, this was really strange. The first thing I hear is a male say power, and just a few seconds later it sounds like a little girl, and she actually flubs it the first time she tries to say it. But the second time it comes out very clear. She says, "I have an angel." It may be "I am an angel," but I've listened to this many times, and I think she's saying, "I have an angel." And one of the last things I heard was just as I was leaving, I had the camera, the phone pointed to the church. And at first, I've always thought that it's just a male voice saying Isaac. But the last time I listened, I realized it was a sentence, and he wasn't saying Isaac. He was saying, "I think that's something." And I think he says, "I think that's a camera," but I'm not 100% sure. But every time I listen to this thing from beginning to end, I pick up something new. And there's a lot of odd sounds going through. A lot of it, I don't know if you've ever used the phone to record, but you get kind of a brushing sometimes, like if you're moving your hands, or I don't know if it's the wind or what, but you'll get some interference. So, you know, a lot of people don't have patience to listen, but if you listen, I mean, it's incredibly full of sounds and voices. So that's that story, and I've actually got an Outer Banks story that maybe I'll tell you next time I call in. But I appreciate the show. Thanks a lot. You're going to get my $5 a month very soon here. All right, thanks a lot, you guys. Take care.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.